The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We believe we have obtained a very special telephone number. Today, we are going to attempt to dial it. We are told, we don't know, but we are told that this is the telephone number for the secret location of Libyan leader, former Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm going to start dialing now. Buzz, you keep acting.
Yeah.
I'll dial.
How can I keep acting if I haven't started yet? What are you, using a rotary phone?
This must be a very backward location. I've got to get the country code in. All right, here we go.
How good we have a ring.
Sounds modern, doesn't it?
Hello?
Mr. Gaddafi?
Who is this?
It's Buzz and Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar's here, too.
And Rob's here.
Oh, okay. I have to be very quiet.
No, yes. I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
I have to be very quiet.
Why?
How did you get this number? Who gave you this phone number?
I found it on the internet.
You found it on the internet?
Yes.
There's no way. No, I'm at my wit's end. The Russians have abandoned me now. That was my last hope. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is terrible. Who is this again?
This is Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank.
Is this the Mike O'Malley Show?
Yes.
Are you?
Oh, I listen to one of your 148 countries.
Oh, that's excellent.
That. I listen every day.
Which country is it that you listen in?
Hey, that's tricky. You're a trickster. Is that Rob?
It is.
Rob!
Yes.
Muammar.
You know, Mike would be here to speak with you, but he's in the kitchen sealing his tile.
How are you? Hey, these guys, you know, when you're getting shelled by the rebels, you guys lighten my day so much. It's so fantastic.
You know, did you get our birthday greeting?
I did not. I did. Did you give me a birthday greeting like you did where you sing that funny song?
Yes, we did.
Jesus Christ.
And you see, now we can hear you. Now you're speaking loud. You sound like yourself.
I don't care. If it's you guys, I don't care if I'm hiding like a rat in a hole. It does not matter to me. How you doing? Oscar there.
Muammar.
Hey, Oscar, how are you?
I'm worried about you, my friend.
Oh, you should be. Let me tell you, the S has hit the fan, my friend. I am ready. I mean, it is just a matter of hours. All I'm trying to do right now is get a plane out of this I almost said the best word.
What airport?
You guys have to be broadcast friendly.
Now, here's the question. We do hope you get a plane. What airport are you trying to fly out of?
Rob, you are a trickster, and I'm not going to let you trick me. I'm not going to tell you my location, and I'm not going to tell you where I'm flying to.
Because you could try National, Dulles, BWI, Marshall.
I'm not coming to the United States. They turned me into a hamburger meat. Are you kidding me?
No,
they
Mark.
Put me on a slaughterhouse floor. Hello?
Just quickly, could you pick up your smartphone?
Oscar, how's the love life?
Oh.
Not too good.
Oh, if you came over here 3 years ago, let me tell you, my friend, you would have the most incredible women.
You could hook
amazing.
Him up.
Oh,
a harem.
What I do is I maintain the old Middle East tradition of the large harem of all the different women's, and the specialty, white slavery.
Wow.
Oh, my God, it was fantastic.
I'm not surprised.
Like,
white
special.
Slavery?
You know,
Send me a brochure.
I have been contemplating, I have to be honest with you boys, I've been contemplating suicide for the last 3 or 4 days.
No. Don't do
but
it.
But you know, with you guys on the phone, it makes it all better. I forget how much joy you bring me. It's fantastic. That's great. Are you going to play any trivia games anytime soon?
Yes. Coming up on the bonus show.
Yeah, would you like to tune in
during
the
bonus
show?
I don't have access to the credit cards anymore. They took all of them
because
they
PayPal?
Can identify me. Huh?
PayPal.
PayPal? I don't use PayPal.
Is it beneath you?
It's beneath me. I'm a leader of a major country, or I was.
I'm sorry to hear that you are so depressed. What you should do...
Wait.
Yes.
Hold on. Someone's at the door.
Oh.
Someone's just outside.
Who is it?
It's not one of my sons, I can tell you that. They want to talk about rats deserting a sinking ship. They got the hell out of here right away.
They split.
Hold on. Relief.
Who is it?
It's the pizza guy.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let's just find a hotel. I'll call my parents. They'll wire us some money. We can fly home and forget this entire vacation ever happened.
Honey, just relax, okay? I told you I'm not angry anymore. I'm in complete control. I'm sure they're not repairing every ride at the same time. I think they owe us a little explanation. I think they owe us a little fun, okay? Whatever happens, just trust me. Will you just trust me? Huh, kids?
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yes, we're here to see Mr. Roy Wally.
What is your name, sir?
Clark W. Griswold.
What's this regarding, Mr. Griswold?
We're here for public amusement relations. It's a summer inspection. It's a personal matter.
Ah. Well, nobody notified this office of anything.
Well, I'm notifying you.
I'm afraid I'm going to need a little more than that, sir.
Okie dokie. How's this?
Clark, have you lost your mind? Where did you get that?
Sporting goods store, honey. Now you listen to me, fat ass. You do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay? Okay. We just drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
We're not really violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Piper Studios. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Oh, I thought he was going to start singing this. I forgot.
It's all right.
Damn it.
It's not your format.
Start it again.
The record?
Yeah, go ahead. Can you do that?
Yeah.
You got to skip back because it comes on the I know you
start
edit
it
together.
The record.
I just figured, you know, when we've had a day where I wasn't here and, you know, and all we had was Buzz's news, I wanted to come back and do it right.
Note to baby broadcasters, if you ever run a wacky tape that ends with a gun reference, always play shotgun. It's
shotgun.
A great, exciting way to do it.
We drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment.
Moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
We're not really violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
It's the Mike
O'Mara
Show.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Piper Studio. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out of it. I am so out of it today.
Stand by, Mike. Go!
I don't want to do it anymore. It is Thursday, September 1, 2011, and we are over 8.5 million downloads.
Yeah.
And still growing every day. Our show today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC.
Encore!
For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit their website. I saw their ad on our webpage. Looks real nice. SmartTerm.com.
Encore!
Two words, smart and term. Stick them together. Don't put any spaces in between them. You got their website. Thinking about getting life insurance, already have coverage? Don't pay too much.
Don't do it.
No, Mark, don't.
Call Encore to see if they can help you save. They'll compare the premiums of the highly rated insurers they represent to help you save. Let Encore do the work for you. Call now 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information on their website. SmartTerm.com. Well, it's great to have the gang all back together.
Yes, welcome back.
Sorry about yesterday, but thanks to Buzz for doing a little newscast. And then online being like treated like he was the conquering hero.
Yes.
By like eight people. But anyway, we are
mostly
we are
the liberal left, Mike.
It was those liberal left that like
right,
what he does.
That's right.
On today's show, well, we have the welcome back. Want to find out how our boy Rob is doing.
Yeah.
I've had better days.
All right, I'm going to start with this.
Okay.
And I don't want to be cruel.
No, and you shouldn't be.
And you know that's always a precursor to something
to
cruel.
To actual cruelty, right. Yes.
And I open this up for discussion because I do not want to be the only one.
Okay. I say bring it.
But Rob, do you think that there is a chance that as far as the actual telethon itself, that you are the only one who is really that disappointed that Jerry's not going to be hosting anymore?
It's going to grow hair this weekend, and you will see that it's going to be a national backlash. Okay. I promise you.
Now that is, I'm glad you put it that way. Huh. And thank you for not disappointing me because that, I believe, is just a little overstated.
If you look in your lap, Mike,
yes,
you will see something most entertaining.
Shall I?
And how many times have I
this?
Said that?
And most of the time it's true.
From ABC News, it's really kind of encapsulates the way I feel right now.
All right, let me read a little bit of this.
Okay,
this is from ABC. No one would sniff at the dollars Jerry Lewis raised for muscular dystrophy. a couple of billion during his 45-year reign mm-hmm. as host of the MDA telethon.
Right.
But what kind of TV did he offer in exchange? The short answer, Jerry put on a show like no other.
It's so true.
Now I know why you have... Now, right there, do I argue with the fact that he has raised billions of dollars? A show like no other, were there maybe 5 years where it was really great?
They didn't say it was good. They said it was like no other.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah. Good point.
Labor Day this year promises to be bland by comparison.
Yep. Uh-huh.
With the 85-year-old Lewis now banished from the annual rite he built from scratch.
Yep.
Whoever wrote this is a rabbi.
He's a fan.
Somebody likes Jerry.
Absolutely.
Who gave you that article?
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Huh.
As if deflated by the absence of its larger-than-life host, the 46th annual MDA Labor Day Telethon will fill just 6 hours. God, do I know that fact. God, have I heard that fact again and again and again.
21 and a half hours last year, Mike.
Let me explain. Just a little theory that I have.
Okay.
Labor Day, of course, the last holiday weekend of the summer.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
For your average person, it is a weekend where people would go to a location
picnics,
for
beaches.
A last summer blowout at the beach,
right.
A barbecue, mm-hmm. go to a ball game,
right.
Get outside and play horseshoes and volleyball.
Fresh air.
Certain individuals camping. Would stay inside and watch their television.
For 21 and a half hours.
For 21 and a half
hours. Well, I will
hours.
Say this.
Rob, what is your all-time record for watching the telethon?
I don't think I've missed a moment of the telethon since 87.
Oh, wow.
God.
Now, it's
How
gotten a lot easier. It's gotten a lot easier with TiVo and videotape. I sleep
right.
now.
Right.
But I remember going
you'd
into
stay
my...
stay up 24 hours.
Going into, I think it was my sophomore year of high school, I was a disaster. I'd been up for 21 hours. And yet I couldn't get enough sleep, and that was... That was also Sammy's last great year, so that was a big one.
There's clearly passion for this, and I
there
I,
is
I'm
passion
not,
for this.
Not,
I just don't know if it's shared by a majority of citizens.
It's not anymore because while I'm not a Jerry guy, it's not that hard to give anymore. It was really you had to call, give your information in order to give a donation. Now you can just send it in online, and no one needs to know who did it.
Right. Jerry invented this format, you know.
Really. On this year's broadcast
and Director's Assist,
which ironically will no longer be airing on Labor Day. A quartet of lightweights are standing in for Jerry.
This is so true. It's
this is
over.
Somebody, this is somebody who loves Jerry.
The telethon is over before Labor Day.
Jerry would read this and be fully turgid.
Sure.
Well, maybe 10 years ago.
A quartet. I bet he's got the medicine.
I don't know.
He had a kid like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but that was it. I lost all the juice.
A quartet of lightweights standing in for Jerry. Nigel Lithgow.
Who?
What? Who the hell is
He's
Nigel
Lithgow?
He's the American
Lithgow? Idol guy.
He invented American Idol. Yeah.
Executive producer
so
of Idol.
So you think he can dance?
Nancy O'Dell. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fan of hers.
Well, yeah, she's hot.
She used to be on our show on a regular basis.
Lost her mom to MDA.
Oh, did she really?
To MDA?
She means to MD.
Forgive me. No, she didn't lose it to the organization.
See, that says it right there, though. It's not the disease.
Right.
It's the association.
Really what it was a lot of red tape. And
she lost her mom to Jerry's kids.
The red tape killer.
She was attacked by young children with crutches.
Allison Sweeney, the fat girl, the fat girl that hosts the biggest loser.
Right. Yeah,
yes,
thanks.
I think,
skinny fat.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jan Carl.
Oh, Jan Carl is a walking, talking pile of vaginal odor.
Wow.
She is the worst
such hatred.
Person on television.
Who's Jan Carl?
Jan Carl, I don't even know who
Let
Jan
me see.
Is.
She used
either,
to be on Entertainment Tonight. She's got a real harsh face and eyes that look like she could steal
Jan
your soul.
Calm down, Robin.
She
it's
works
gonna
with
be
Jerry,
all right.
So now she's turning on Jerry.
Yeah, and you see, that's what's not fair. Mm.
Celebrities will include Celine Dion.
Boo.
Jennifer Lopez, can't argue with that.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Lady Antebellum, that's pretty contemporary.
Yeah, but that's country. That's not Vegas.
Richie Sambora, I'm a big fan.
Uh-huh.
And Jordan Sparks. That's
that's
the hardest working American Idol I think that's out there.
I'm surprised they didn't mention their other big get is the guy from Hootie and the Blowfish. What's his name who's got the country album?
Darius
now?
Rucker.
Darius Rucker. Is also, he signed on early,
It may be entertaining.
He smelled blood in the water.
It may spur contributions. But, well, what they have to do is they have to get a Hank Kingsley. They have to get somebody who's going to get in there and take it over. You have to get somebody who's a big enough star to take up the mantle.
But what you also need to do is you see, that's nice, and it's a wonderful thing that I
Isn't
dream
it
of.
A dying format, though, the telethon?
They needed someone.
What they need to do is get a website.
Dying media.
And that's it.
They have a website.
Well,
what
that's
they
all they
need.
Need
to do is not just to have a guy to represent it. They need a proper torch pass. And
right.
you know who really should have been the guy? It's Tom Bergeron. He No, he's a guy that handles live television.
I mean, he's always
been
nice to us, and he's a good interview. And I, but I mean, I just got out dancing with the stars. Has he ever really done anything that wasn't canned?
Yes.
You know, that wasn't like prepackaged garbage?
Dancing is live show.
I know.
And the fact
But what do you have to do on that? Well, that was incredible, the way you spun around.
The thing is that there are very few people that have the balls to go on and do live TV anymore.
You need a movie star.
Yeah.
You need a movie star. You know, if it was Clooney, it would be fabulous.
Sure.
But who?
If it would be Clooney.
You have to balance reality with who you can get with someone who could do it. Who do you think would be ideal?
Well, I mean, Clooney would be at the top of my list. He would be fantastic. A Matt Damon type of guy would be
Matt
great.
Matt Damon would probably be
excellent. Matt Damon would be fantastic.
How about David Arquette?
Or you get a guy that's a...
well, he's already going to be in another show.
That's right.
He's going to be busy.
No, but you have to get... You get a movie star. Jerry was, when he started that telephone, he was already a movie star.
He was the biggest star on the planet.
That's why people knew him, because they knew him because of movies. That's how they knew Jerry.
Anybody people would pay to see, anybody who could sell out a theater would be ideal to host the telethon.
I don't want Adam Sandler.
No, you can't have Adam Sandler, because Adam Sandler is not telethon material.
Right.
You're not having a guy with that.
And I don't want anyone from Saturday Night Live.
Right.
No. Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler from 300 and from that Jennifer Aniston movie.
He could sell it.
Yeah, but I don't think he's not a big enough movie.
And you also
star.
Have to be someone who has sort of a real life presence. I don't know Gerard Butler from anybody.
Could get
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, not
too snarky.
Enough of a comedian. You need a little of the comedy.
Okay. And he's too snarky.
You could get Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey
somebody
might be.
Like,
hey, listen,
somebody
thing.
Like that.
The thing. Movie career in decline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but a major, major star when he was a star.
But nuts.
So's Jerry.
If Jim talked with his butt cheeks, then he got at least $100 from me. If he was on stage, and he did.
See, then that's bridging the old to the new.
Uh-huh. Okay,
Jim Carrey, who could do it for a long
something
time,
something like that. Yeah,
trying to think anybody else that would be
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman,
too old,
too serious.
Yeah,
you need somebody that's got a little of that play.
Yeah,
play.
Joke around.
How about the kid from 2 and a Half Men? We got him for a lot.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen needs a telethon for himself. He doesn't want to host anything.
Jerry, it says in the ABC article, is a ferociously contradictory personality.
I love that sentence.
Well put.
And that's what makes him fascinating to watch, says satirist, actor, writer Harry Shearer. Jesus Christ. Harry Shearer, who they've trotted out for all the Jerry quotes that are humanly possible.
Well, you know why?
Because he's he's a stalker.
No, because
he loves Jerry
he's
Lewis.
He's one of the 10 people that has seen...
I know the clown movie. I know the clown movie about
the day
Holocaust.
The clown cried.
We know
it only exists
we
on one
did.
Videotape, and Jerry's safe.
Harry Shearer, and I.
For those who don't know, it's a movie about a clown in the Holocaust who is trained to take the children to the gas chamber and cheer them up. Jerry made it when he was at the height of his Percodan addiction.
It is. I have not seen it, but apparently, arguably, they say it is one of the. It is the worst. Taste.
Yeah, it's in the worst taste ever.
In the worst taste of any film ever made.
I have a copy of the shooting script. It's pretty bad.
It's horrible.
And I can only imagine that when you add real pure Lewis to it, it ain't getting much better.
How pissed was Jerry when, what was the... Life is Beautiful? Is that
that's essentially the movie.
Is that the Italian film?
Yeah, with Benigni.
Benigni, and then he won an Academy Award. How do you think Jerry felt?
Jerry's quote was, I'm so sad.
Harry Shearer says Jerry is a Jerry watcher for a half a century. Uh-huh. So's Rob. He noted just two of Lewis's clashing identities: the inner 9-year-old set loose, and the would-be deep thinker who fancies himself something of an autodidact. How do I have the right pronunciation?
Autodidact or
autodidact.
He's autodidactic, although I don't know what it means. Can you look it up?
It all makes for psychodrama of a high order, Shearer marvels. Year after year, Lewis bounced between the polarities of smarmy sentimentalism and badgering lunacy as if in a weightless environment.
Right.
It's so great. Now, why do most people watch NASCAR?
Because they want to see a wreck.
You're hoping for a wreck.
That's why
I watch the telethon, because you never know what direction Jerry's going to take.
And
I
during the 70s, he said he was wasted when he was doing it.
Oh, God, he was. Well, you mean you've heard about the man who was paying $100 a pill for Percodan.
Hear him on a circa 70s telethon introducing singer Julius LaRosa with
great
syntax
quote.
Butchering effusiveness as... This is a Jerry quote.
This is awesome.
The kind of human being that is wonderful to get close to and near, and then you pray that it's contagious. And then he would say, what the literal translation of the word professional means, in possession of probably the best singing voice I think anyone has ever heard, when you listen to the heart that goes into it.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what this is? This is the death of show business.
This is the death of show business.
How many times have you sat there and complained about the fact no one goes on a talk show save for promoting something? No one has anything to do for the sake of entertainment if it doesn't advance them. This is the last throes of vaudeville, show business, people going out there and entertaining variety for a reason other than making money.
Here it is. This is a good paragraph right here. For nearly a full day, it was a spectacle of showbiz glitz.
Yes, glitz.
Heart-tugging emotion and suspense. Would Jerry make it to the end without unraveling?
That was part of it.
That's a lot of it.
Would the level of pledges do justice to his efforts at soliciting them?
It's heartbreaking, and he hasn't made it, I think, in 2 years.
They won't pull any surprises this year. He won't do a walk-on or anything like that.
I don't think so, because he's issued two statements that he won't be. If he does, I will be flabbergasted and in tears.
He was not in that order. The things you care about. This is the little boy that was in his house, and the television was his best friend.
When the sun was shining outside.
He was not only host of the telethon and chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I have to say, my Irish schmaltz, though, if I was watching that and I saw Jerry do a walk-on just with his advanced age, I'd be really funny.
You know we can't smile without you.
The death of show business.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here, Mike. You even know
understood this. Let me alter this. This is showbiz dying. But
yes.
It's not dead yet.
Oh, I don't know.
Has it died or has it gone to a better place?
Whose kids are they going to be now?
Oh, boy. Jan Carl's kids. The contradictions are legion. Breathtaking to behold, Shearer says.
It is breathtaking.
He covered the 76 telethon during its heyday for Film Comment magazine. And he writes, the telethon combines I love the way this is written. The hysterical mystique of the Las Vegas strip superstar with equally hysterical desperation of the downtown lounge act. Uh-huh. He wrote, it mixes the glib disinterest of a TV star taping a 30-second public service spot with the glib agony of a comedian on a crusade. Shearer's worse than you are.
But he really encapsulates it, and we're not going to have that magic anymore.
I know.
Showbiz is dying because of
no dead, you said.
And it goes on and on and on about Jerry. The telethon will be on again this Labor Day weekend in some faint version of what Lewis wrought. But for those who watch and remember it with Jerry, it is
everything is lovely when you start to roam.
These are from the telethon, right?
Oh, yeah.
The birds are singing the day that you stray. But wait until you are further away.
He can't sing.
No. But he likes to try.
Can't find the tempo, but this is his Jolson medley. What? Traditional for hour 21.
What was the final straw, though? Did anybody ever say what happened?
That's the thing.
Nobody will ever report that. You know, they talk about how MDA threw him under the bus. MDA would have thrown him under the bus if they told what the story was, which was probably Jerry being a stupendous curmudgeon-y a-hole.
I agree.
Yeah.
And them realizing that he is so out of it, and he is so loose cannon that they were afraid to put him
back
on. Now, with that said, let me just say that I am never for the man. I am never for the man.
No, and in this case, MDA is the man.
MDA is the man. Right. I am for Jerry. Let him have his train wreck.
Just goodbye.
One more time. Let him say goodbye.
And really, you do owe 60 years. You should at least have it recorded.
A billion bucks.
It'll be interesting to see what the donations are this year compared to last year.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
He's backed off the fact that he's holding an international press conference. I hope that's still happens before we wind up
before the telethon, but let me just give you your plug here.
All right.
I would like to promote something that Rob Spiewak wishes to do online, and you're going to do this, right?
Yes, of course.
All right, tell us what you have planned for the telethon, and this is for all you haters like Rob that are embittered This is something you probably might want to get
involved
with.
This is for all comers.
For all comers. Everybody is welcome.
At 6 p.m. on Sunday night, this Sunday, that's when the telethon starts on the Love Network. It's on Channel 50 locally.
I'll jump in and say you're all worthless and weak.
I will be doing a video conference. You'll be able to access it through our website.
That's right.
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yep.
And Oscar will drop in. Buzz is going to drop in. Hopefully Mark will be there too.
I will.
Come in and watch the telethon with me. As they used to say, stay up late and watch the stars come out.
But the it's just not going to be anything close to the same.
No, but I plan to be drunk and angry, and I think that should be fun.
Isn't
Not, sometimes I'm happy. Just watch the telethon with me. Last night there was a weird moment on Letterman. Now, Paul Schaefer is another Jerry watcher, and I was going to save this for the audio vault, but it fits too well here. He started to talk about this, and he, in essence, says he can't believe any performer would actually do the telethon.
This year.
Calls performers out for doing it, and there's really no payoff. But this, I think there's going to be a backlash, and I also think Letterman is setting the table to have Jerry on to tell the story.
Oh.
This is my hope. But this is a Letterman last night with Paul Schaefer and Dave.
And Jerry has been doing it for 45 years.
Raised close to a billion. Is that about
right? They said $1 billion. It seems hard to believe, but $1 billion—that's a lot of fundraising.
Right.
Somehow this year, it is. It's applause worthy.
Paul's
and this is going to be the first Labor Day that we're not going to have Jerry Lewis on the thing, and it's mysterious.
Jerry Lewis will not be on the...
Will not be on the Jerry Lewis telethon, and I guess they're not even calling it Jerry Lewis. It's called the MDA telethon.
So after all these years, you're telling me there's no presence, Jerry Lewis has no presence...
I don't know what
on his own. On his
I
own.
Wish I could explain this to you, but it's kind of disconcerting, because I've studied this thing all my life.
Yes, I know.
It sort of taught me how to be in show business, you know, and I would study, and we'd kid Jerry in his tux and everything, but in the meantime, he... Cat raised $1 billion, and this year he's not there. We don't even know why. For a minute, it was he's going to retire this year, and he's going to sing his signature song,
that's
"You'll Never Walk Alone."
See,
at
now
the
that's
end.
What I heard. I heard
and
that
I
that
thought,
would happen.
Fair enough. Right. You know, I don't know what went wrong, but at least he's going to say goodbye, and we're going to get a chance to thank him. America will thank him for $1 billion worth of fundraising, and all of a sudden, no, that's not going to happen.
That won't happen
he's
either.
Gone. Not
no
even that
presence.
Will happen.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know how a performer could go on the thing.
Right.
Myself, if I were going to be on it, and I heard this that Jerry isn't even going to, I would not go on it. I think it's insane.
Yeah,
I don't know how
we ever get to the bottom of this.
I hope so. I'm trying. I have dogs out. You know, bomb sniffing dogs. In Las Vegas right now, trying to find out what we're wrong.
I bet he does.
I don't know what we're wrong. I don't know how I'm going to get through the winter. That's all I'm saying.
And the thing is Paul is everybody's friend. He never comes out against anyone.
Right.
And, you know, weren't you expecting a huge payoff on that? Mm. That was it. It was just Paul Piss.
It was Paul talking about this. You have gotten, you know,
although Tony Mendez, the cue card guy, he chimed in. He said he heard Leno pushed him out. But seriously, I think that we're going to start feeling some vibrations, and I really hope they get
Jerry
on Letterman.
What do you mean by that? Explain what that. That's a very dramatic statement right there. What kind of vibrations?
You're going to see donations way down.
Yeah.
Dramatically down. Fraction of what they could have gotten. Because they've been up to, I think, 78 million last year.
Well, last year they did $58.9 million.
Did they go down last year from the year
it
before?
It was a drop, yes. Mm-hmm.
And wasn't it a drop the year drop? Before as well?
I think the past few years they've been declining a bit.
I think 5 years they've dropped.
Really? Well, that's the economy as well.
But still, I think you're going to see a dramatic decline. I think you're going to see a backlash against MDA.
What can people look forward to with your conference call on, or what the hell are you doing?
I'm doing a video conference.
Video conference.
It's a viewing party.
A viewing party.
A virtual viewing party.
A chat.
And the options.
I will. A VVP. And what you're going to see is...
What was your thing in the chat room the other day?
Well, no, I didn't do anything. I was there to support.
But I mean, and Buzz is here or whatever.
Yeah, we had Oscar host a chat. And then
5 minutes.
And then Rob actually popped in. So
I had
Katie
to,
Powers.
So he would stop texting.
You know, nobody calls me about any of this stuff. Nobody
well, you were
sick.
Under the weather.
I didn't want to bother you.
Was this yesterday?
Yeah. We did it in place.
Did you do it?
Well, he kept texting. So
I don't text me. You know, well, you knew not to bother me yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
That was
that's
true.
Why.
But
I mean,
be honest, Rob, it really doesn't matter.
What, the telethon?
Yes.
It matters to me.
It matters to you.
It does.
But overall, like globally, it doesn't matter.
I love it when you're really serious.
It matters to me.
Because you're still a funny man when you're serious.
This is not unlike Jerry. But it is, you have cornerstones that mark your year. Christmas is a big deal. Your birthday is a big deal.
So it's there with Christmas.
The telethon... is one of my year cornerstones.
I understand.
Or as his mother, Sharon, used to call it, the babysitter. We will take a break.
Our full-color babysitter.
And we will come back with more fun right after this.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Well, what do you think? First segment, huh?
Not bad.
Thank you, Mike.
First segment, that's for you, Rob.
I really appreciate it. I mean, there are so rarely an issue comes along that I care about.
You can embrace.
Most of the time, I'm like Oscar during the audio vault.
And powered out.
I tell you, your best actuality was that Paul Schaefer thing.
It's pretty good. Thank you, Craig, in Delaware, for turning me on to that.
That was a nice little rave out on Paul's part. And Paul is old school showbiz, and that's what it is. It's old school showbiz. Rob, I love that as much as you do. I really do. I was not a telethon guy, but I loved all the old greats. You go back and look at some of the old Johnny Carson shows.
Oh, it's
fantastic.
The best. And you see, that's the sad thing is I've only watched the telethon since it's been in decay.
Right.
And that makes it even harder. But really, take a page from history and know this. This is a segment of show business that's dying before our very eyes.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's really sad.
And it represents the death of a lot more. I will tell you that. I don't think the telethon is as significant anymore as you believe it is to me, but I will tell you, it is to you.
But it is a link to something that was significant.
But but I mean, there's just it's just a big land of nothing. I mean, it's frustrating. This segment of the show is brought to you by Wait Not. We talk about it all the time. Mr. French has made amazing progress. Look at him today with his little skinny man T-shirt. So dedicated. How much weight have you lost, Mr. French?
76 pounds.
Whoa, that's the spirit.
That is great. Wow.
And continuing to lose each and every day. You're in a new phase of it now, aren't you?
I'm on the last week of the rapid loss.
Last week of rapid loss. Congratulations.
Rapid loss.
Rabid?
Okay. He's been foaming at the mouth.
It's rapid.
Rapid.
No, it's rapid.
Mike, I'm in the last phase. Rapid loss.
Doesn't
rapid
work
loss
for you, buddy.
No. Wow.
If you want to get involved, it's waitnot.com.
It ain't my day.
855-934-4486. The fact is, it's energy as well as weight loss. It's feeling better as well as weight loss. It's a healthy thing to do. You feel differently. You feel better. You feel stronger. And that's what I love about it as well. As well as losing the weight, you feel more energy and you just feel better in general. That's not always the case. I have been on programs in the past where I lost weight and I just felt like crap.
I've seen it.
The thing about Weight Not that I love, and I love it more than anything else, is the energy that I get out of it. And that's different. And most of the times, and I think fat people will tell you this when they go on any kind of a diet, they go, oh, I'm so tired. Yeah. I feel like crappy.
And we keep hearing from more and more listeners who are jumping on board the latest, Stephanie Matulik has written.
Did you give me that one?
It was on your easel along with the Wait Not, the phone number
Mike's
there.
Mike's easel.
All right, Stephanie. Okay,
yeah, Stephanie Matulik wrote. She's
Stephanie
on
writes,
Wait Not now, too.
My Wait Not progress. Just finished my first round and starting steady trim. Lost 25.7 pounds so far and still seeing reductions every day. Mm-hmm. A little slower than some people, but nonetheless, I'm thrilled with the program and how I feel. It's interesting she brings that up. I ordered my second round today and put in my comments on the order to give TMOS credit. Well, that's nice.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for the inspiration. And now the huge credit card bills coming my way as I have no clothes to fit me. That's great stuff. We appreciate that.
You know, the best place to buy clothes is Amazon.
That's right.
That's
true.
Okay, we don't let
that I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
28 pounds is great, though.
855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com. Welcome back to the show. Yeah. Well, gosh, we got all that Jerry out of our system. We are delighted. I'd love to hear on Facebook, and I put this appeal out there to Vermonters and how you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'll go one step further to say we don't do this very often, but I'd just like to know if there's some people in that great state that have supported this show so well that we could help
I
out.
I might have something. And, I think we got a letter just yesterday, and I'll see if I can find it for you.
If we can, at the very least, link some charitable organizations on our website
that's
to the people
idea
to help. This is a date that has this is a location of the country that just doesn't get
it's you know
disasters.
What? I had to double check, but it's landlocked, isn't it?
Completely landlocked.
And the fact that a landlocked country should be hit by a hurricane, forgive me. It's very funny, isn't
why
it?
Why don't you take a deep breath and just deal with your Jerry tragedy. Let me handle this part. All right. The fact is, the Vermonters are so devastated.
I care about
by
two
that
things.
You don't. You care about Jerry Lewis. I care about Vermont. I care about the state that has been so decimated. When you hear about the fact that they can't even get into these areas because the the roads have been so decimated. It's just astonishing.
And those people have been in Vermont, have been so good to us over the years. If there's anything we can do to help. Yeah. We also have a couple of letters from listeners today who have written us about how this show helped get them through the hurricane and everything else that's been going on.
You know, it's really, really frustrating that I think that Vermont got screwed.
Yeah, they did.
I really did. You know, we talk so much about...
They didn't see this coming.
Was this as big a deal as... Well, it was a goddamn big deal up in Vermont, ladies and gentlemen.
Huge.
And that is...
Devastating.
That is a part of the world... I can't even describe it. I've spent very little time in Vermont. The time that I have spent in Vermont, it is such a special place with such incredibly special people. They're people that elect these quirky, wonderful people to Congress.
Right.
They're people that don't follow any kind
of... They go their own way.
They totally are independent.
The air's
minded.
Cleaner.
And, oh, it's so gorgeous. I mean, the Green Mountain State, it is so gorgeous. And I love Vermonters. And I wish them the very best. I feel so horrible. The one video that you see time and time again... is that covered bridge that's being washed away, and you hear the lady in the back.
Yep.
And that anguish is the way people in Vermont would feel about an old, beat-up, wooden covered bridge. That's the way people think about that. It's just it's very, very sad, and I just don't, because it ain't Katrina, of course, but you know, it didn't hit New York City, it didn't hit Washington, D.C., and we're so focused on the urban areas. Think for a second about the people in Vermont that are, you have towns and also in upstate New York, areas that have been very, very decimated.
And as I reported yesterday, a lot of this not covered by insurance. These people are stuck for this.
Yeah, the flood, the floods will, I would say, I don't have a percentage, Buzz, but easily the vast majority of them are not going to be covered by insurance because it's flood damage.
At least 60%.
It's horrible. Yeah. It really is. So anyway, that's all. We do have a letter from Frank Allen, and he writes, Hurricane Irene says, to get things started, I love this show. I have canceled my subscription to Sirius because of it. That's nice. Yeah.
Wow, I love that.
We don't ask for that, but that's pretty funny. You all bring the funny every day, and my wife and I do not take a car trip without you. I love to hear that.
That's really cool.
Recently, Hurricane, or by the time it hit my home in Maine, Tropical Storm Irene knocked power out to my domicile for 2 days. My family turned Amish for that time period.
A lot of people
waking up and going to bed with the sun.
Wow, that guy can grow a beard fast.
The two evenings as we went to bed, I grabbed my iPod, which has about a month's worth of shows on it.
Yay.
I couldn't find headphones for us to share, so I put the iPod in between us on the bed, and we listened and sometimes fell asleep too. That's great. Your show.
That makes me uneasy.
I would like to again thank you for helping us get through a really boring time with no power.
Wow.
Also, we are approximately 33 shows behind.
Wow.
Not counting bonus and TWIO this week in America.
Right.
So it may be some time before we hear if and when this letter gets read. We only listen in the car, and now also when there is no power. That's terrific stuff. I
if
like
they're
that.
30 shows behind, I want to be the first ones to say Happy Halloween.
Hey, guys. This comes from Brian Holzberger.
Hello.
Brian writes, hey, guys. I was going to write you and thank you for helping me stay awake while driving home from the Outer Banks overnight on Wednesday in our effort to beat traffic of the mandatory evacuation Thursday morning. That was until I heard Mike laugh at those of us poor suckers who wasted our money on a crappy vacation that had an earthquake and a hurricane. So to the rest of the guys, I say thanks, and to Mike, S-A-D.
That's nice.
And I happen to be wearing that today. Birthdays really quick. Let's get those
fast
here today. Mitch Nieto turned 50 last week, and his boy Luca turned 3. Hey, another Luca.
Oh, Luca.
As a flight attendant, Mitch travels the world listening to TMOS. Saturday, August 27th, Eric Tejervag. T-J-E-R-V-A-G.
Hey, Mike, how's your Tejervag?
Tervag?
Or Jervag, I'm not sure.
Jervag.
It's not from this country.
And it's not Eric, it's E-I-R-I-K.
Like Eirik.
Eirik Tjervag.
That's a fake name. I
think I'll go with that one.
Yeah,
like Eirik Tjervag,
Mike,
turned 27.
I declined that birthday.
He's listened to the podcast from the beginning as an exchange student from Norway. We know they've had a tough year, so happy birthday to him. Sexy Nicole Cheney.
Hello, Nicole.
Turned 29 August 30th.
Happy birthday.
She's in Sacramento, but doesn't want us to hold that against her. We'll try not to. Wednesday, August 31st, Kate Matthews turned 60 and listens to every show, including Raw. Today, today, Thursday, September 1st, Jamie Garrett is 27. Uh-huh. She was in a kiddie pool for our shows when she was 5 years old.
Back at JFK. Wow. Yeah.
Was that like when I got in the kiddie pool with the kids?
I think so.
I wonder
if
this was one
back
of the
kids. JFK.
Jesus.
27 now. Some of those animals
are now 27-year-old animals.
Right. That's right.
There's a famous picture of me in a kiddie pool back in the day where I sacrificed my fat body and hopped in the kiddie pool with kids,
yes,
children,
yes.
And they took pictures.
And that was 20 years ago. We're going to let you sit in the sun today, Mr. O'Mara.
I know, it's great. So for all those people, the Michael O'Mara Show, happy birthday song. 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Everybody, happy
to you.
Birthday.
Nicole.
Anyway, is it bad form to send a friend request to a hot girl you just happened to see on Facebook?
Not according to Bob Spiewak.
Really? Let me ask this because you go to what's called the news feed on Facebook.
Yes.
Right? You check out the news feed.
They call it the news feed.
And maybe because of my inflated ego, it will fascinate you. The news feed.
Have you ever seen the style
section like an old man?
Paper?
Yes.
That's what you sound like.
I am just trying
sometimes
to explain.
Sometimes I like to get up and look at computer.
If I found the classifieds.
The news feed.
Right.
On Facebook.
Yes.
You will see. God damn you, Santana.
Rob knows as well.
All right. Here it is. The news feed. Uh-huh. Maybe it's because of my inflated ego, but when I will see somebody comment on another person's post, I just assume they're my friend.
Of course.
Yes.
And if they happen to be of a certain level of hotitude, I will, click just to look.
Is that exclusively?
All of us guys like to look.
Exclusively females or a really good-looking guy?
Oh, if it's a really good-looking man.
Yeah, sure. Both.
Or if it's like Hank Reuter's wife who has the just weird, creepy picture of Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
I went to that one today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Reuter.
Yeah, I called for that, for everyone to change your status picture to a picture of Jerry to show our support this weekend.
Oh, my God.
You're so sick. And then you'll have someone who's had their, head removed by an animal, and you will unhinge your jaw laughing.
No,
at
what
it,
I will
because
do,
that
my,
means nothing to
I
you.
I will point out how brave they are.
Thank you very much. So
it's so brilliant, but so misused.
I jotted this down, and I'm so glad because it was yesterday, afternoon, when I was prepping for this show, and I have to write these things down in my elderly state because I'll forget.
News
so
feed.
I'm going to read it just the way I wrote it. Is it bad form to send a friend request to a hot girl you just stumble onto on the newsfeed?
All I'll say is this, is occasionally, I'll go to my dad's page to see what he's up to. And then on the left column, you'll see Bob is also friends with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'll see 10 kids, 10 gals I went to high school with. And I say, he doesn't.
That's bad etiquette.
And you know what he does? He minds a little bit.
Really?
And what's not to like?
So here's the question.
If I see
an attractive woman who is on somebody else's, who is posted on somebody else's wall, and I see a picture and I just click send request, is that bad form?
I don't think so.
I'll pose this question to you.
Okay.
If Carla's on her Facebook page.
Yes.
And she happens to see an attractive man and she friend requested him, would you be okay with it?
You're a dick.
We'll be right
back. Would you be okay with it?
We'll be right back.
Let me throw this in.
Would you be okay with it?
Let's do it. Let me throw it.
No, right?
No, I wouldn't. That answers the question.
Let me give you a parenthetical something.
That answers the question.
It doesn't, though, because Carl is not a public figure.
That's right. Mike is a man of the people.
Way to go, pal.
Welcome back.
You know what? Does Carla have a podcast to promote?
Solidarity. Jerry Lewis.
Power to
Jerry
the
Lewis.
Save Jerry.
Let's get him on.
Save Jerry.
Power to the people.
It's amazing when you see a really good Facebook picture.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. We were talking online about on the radio today about I hate it when they have the pictures of two women together and you don't know who the hot one and when is and
child.
Who the, it's
picture
not
picture of
fun.
A child not
oh
good.
You know what it seems to me this is the, oh I'm gonna make people mad now
no
this is so many people
but this is what happens you take but, this risk when you're a public figure
here it is as a public figure I can take this
radio's
risk.
Michael
just
Merrill.
For your fan page
some of the most hateful stuff I've ever gotten on Facebook
yes
the really hateful one. It's always some guy that has a picture of his kids.
Really?
It's always some guy like he's hiding behind to seem to appear human.
I think you're right.
You'll see a picture of these two wonderful. One of the worst things the very first time I got fired, not this time around, but the one that the very.
Do you have a crystal ball?
Oh, I guess so. But anyway, one of the most hateful things to come out of
today,
a guy.
That's what happened.
It was something like someone's like, you know, congratulations, you deserve it. Just really hateful. And they're his little angels. And I remember what I wrote back to the guy, and I said, you know, someday, if things don't go your way, I hope that you teach your children to not kick people when they're down.
Yes.
You know, something like that, because they were his two little angels. And I've since gotten some more of these, you know, mean, nasty, and there are these pictures. Now, I don't think everybody does that.
Well, there's a lot of that. I agree. I see it, too.
You see that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you got the picture of the kids, the question and then, you know, I wish all people were dead.
The question is he hiding behind the cute kids, or is he just bitter about fatherhood?
Or are they his kids at all? Maybe it's just someone he's attracted
to.
Now,
let me ask you this.
Cowards.
Are you being Mr. Contrarian, which I know you were very good at. You like to do that.
No, he's not.
Or are you thinking that really I shouldn't friend? Have you friended randos before? Like people that? Well, they're not randos because randos would mean they listen
when
to the show.
When I was in a relationship, I did not.
Okay.
And the only reason I didn't was because I know that it only would take in my news feed, as you said. Well,
can I tell you the reason though that I would do that? Now that you're putting me in a back to the wall, I will tell you this. The only reason
looks
I would
like
do
Rob's
that,
gonna be on the edge tomorrow.
The only reason I would do this would be to look at more pictures.
Oh yeah, sure.
That's the only reason. Looking, I get it.
Has anybody ever done it? Has anybody ever?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
I try to.
Everyone does.
I try to find a way to justify it. You know, I try. If they're a complete stranger, I think, is this going to be creepy?
And
if
that's what I thought.
If it's going to be creepy, then I try not to do it. Sometimes it's irresistible.
Especially if they send you like a message. Because remember,
don't send me a message.
But I'm saying in that case, then yeah. But if they do something online that seems to indicate they listen to this program, I'm on it like white on rice.
Right.
And if they don't.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And
if I can justify it.
And if they don't?
I might do it anyway. How hot is she?
I'm telling you, I'm not saying I'm a saint. I'm just saying that the only reason why I wouldn't do that is because on my feed, it would say I just became friends with this person.
Yeah.
And I didn't want the heat.
It's advertised.
I didn't want, and
you can delete that.
And to be honest,
that's true.
Most of the people that friend me look like Uncle Buck.
Thank you.
That's true. We will take a break when we come back. It is Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is next. And I wanted to remind you, if you're looking for something good on YouTube, what are you laughing about? Tell me, because I know what you're laughing about.
It was a nice, smooth transition. It was like there was no promotion at all.
Is that why you laughed?
Yes.
It was smooth until the laughter, yeah.
You.
Hey!
Wow. There you go. Let me say.
Because I know that you were giving us crap about that the other day.
Well, no, it wasn't that I was giving you crap. It was that every sponsorship read that we have, nearly this part
used to,
brought to you.
You know, Mike, when I
this
prepare
is
the
like
audio
this
vault,
new. Yes, go ahead.
It's tough because there's so much on the internet. I just wish there was some place I could go where there was something funny all the time.
Let him do it. Here it goes.
And, you know, Mike, I think I found that place.
What is it?
It's Wyndot Street Presents.
Isn't it Wyndot?
It's actually Wyndot.
Wyndot Street Presents.
Give it back. Give it back.
It's direct from Los Angeles. I know that.
The hammerhead. All right. If you're looking for something good on YouTube,
I am.
Wyndot Street Presents, direct from L.A. It's original content every week. Sketches, improv, live music, stand-up, and the work of independent filmmakers. That's the part that makes me curious. So little mini films and stuff like that?
Entertainment of all
kinds. He's curious.
Google Wyndot Street Presents. That's Wyndot Street Presents. Wyndot. Wyndotte. Wyndot Street Presents. Or easier still, click their ad on our website and friend, like, or subscribe to get bonus content. Go check out the hot new online variety show, Wyndot Street Presents.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for opening the thing.
Thank you all very much.
I was back and forth on this tape, and I had to put it together because it comes from a radio show in Seattle on the station Cairo, K-I-R-O. And I think I'm going to play it because there is a subtle awkwardness that I think you'll enjoy. Kathy Lee Gifford was in Seattle. There was some weather. Flights were canceled. They sent a guy to the airport to do an MOS, as we call in the business, a man on the street.
Right.
He interviewed Kathy Lee Gifford, but the reporter did not know it was Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh.
So when he gets the tape back to the radio station, they know she's in town. They recognize the voice. They check the videotape. They realize, yeah, he was interviewing Kathy Lee Gifford, and there is a subtle awkwardness here when she's dropping hints that she's famous. It's only 55 seconds.
So this was a guy that interviewed
Kathy Lee Gifford, one of the most
what he thought was just a stranger,
mm-hmm. and it's one of the most recognizing people on television. And there's a very awkward sentence at the end.
So not only does he not know it's Kathy Lee Gifford, he doesn't even know that this is a celebrity.
No,
he never figures it out.
Potentially very funny now that we are armed with that knowledge.
Wanted you to know that before we heard this.
Did you try to get out this weekend or what?
Tried to get on the red eye last night.
What happened?
Well, it was canceled.
Where are you flying?
New York.
So what's your situation? Do you have any hopes of getting out today or?
Well, that's why I'm here, of course.
Has anybody told you anything? I'm just trying.
No, we have flights. We're just a lot of people trying to check in. And this is even the first class line, and look how many people are trying to check in. So
Ding.
Hopefully we'll make it.
Is that your final destination then?
Yes.
I talked to a lady who was headed for Japan.
Oh, bless her heart. Yeah.
So she had a few connections to make. So did that disrupt you at all, or just another day in Seattle, or what?
Well, I do a television show in New York, so they had to get somebody else to do it for me this morning. But that's okay. That happens. Life happens.
Well, you don't want to be replaced. Remember Wally Pipp?
No, I'm not worried about it.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Right. And who is the biggest victim of Wally Pipp-dom than her when they threw her out and brought in Kelly Ripa?
Oh, my God. This guy is beyond an idiot.
Do you want to hear the tape?
He sounds like an old guy.
I think he's medium-aged, but clueless.
Yeah. Just a
Do you
want to
hear the tape again? Because I like the progression of it.
No, we don't need to hear it.
Okay.
But I mean, it's just really...
But it does hurt, doesn't it?
Amazing to me. And she can't... Stand it.
I know. Yeah.
I do a television show, finally.
I'm even in the first class
line. And this
line.
Is the first class line.
Oh, God,
a national television show.
A big one.
He is.
A
big one. All right. I like to bring these out when I find Rolling Stone magazine has come out with a survey, the worst records of the 1990s. And I
hate these most of the time.
And the thing is you're lucky because I was thinking by the time the 90s really got to suck them.
And when I say I hate these, not because they picked them as the worst, because I don't like the selection process.
Yeah, I think you're going to agree on these songs. These are all pretty bad. And right. you were not playing music by the time most of these came out. You had switched to talk.
Anybody have a pen? I have a pen. I have a Sharpie.
There's a bunch right there.
I'll write it down with a Sharpie. And
whether you agree or disagree?
I'm going to write down... my least favorite one.
Okay.
All right.
Number
10.
And these are
I know what it is.
These are listener
voted. Do you really?
Mm-hmm. I'll write it down too.
The whole decade of the 90s. All right. These are voted by listeners. Rolling Stone published it at number 10. We have Four Non-Blondes. Which I always thought was catchy.
I thought it was catchy, but
annoying.
I don't put it in the worst.
No.
I don't put it in the worst.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that song.
At number 9.
No. Fun. And mockable and delightful and actually a wonderful little beat that I actually enjoyed when I played it on Top 40 Radio.
Yeah. At number 8. Who let
the dogs out? This is my number 1.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think
overused.
But for novelty's sake.
Novelty record, not that painful. There's so many ones that I really think are.
Well, we're getting, as the numbers get smaller, the suck gets bigger.
Okay, let's go.
At number 7.
Okay, that I agree with.
Celine Dion
with the music from Titanic.
I think this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's treacly.
I think this was one of the most beautiful songs ever written for a movie.
I was going through a breakup, shockingly
I think it's
enough.
Gorgeous.
Wow, really?
And you? I watched Titanic by myself at a theater in Franklin, Massachusetts, and this came on, tears everywhere.
I loved...
Huge home
run. Yeah, you know, Rob, I loved everything Titanic.
You're right.
I really did.
I liked the movie, didn't much care for the song.
Right.
At number 6, I liked this song. Man, it was like cotton candy. It was just a welcome break.
I don't think it's certainly one of the worst, but I don't think it's one of the best either.
Right.
I did not care.
I'm ambivalent.
Pop 40.
I did not care for number 5.
Chumbawamba. Thumping.
I like this one.
Bad.
Mike will agree with number 3. How about that?
I still have mine in my hand.
My guess is yours.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is number 4 that Mike will agree with. Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart.
All right, that's deserved.
Yeah. Yes.
I really think that it was just such a stupid with his mullet and his sneakers.
We agree.
His mullet and his, like, white Reeboks.
And don't forget his trash daughter.
Right, exactly.
Okay. At number three. When I play a dope melody,
anything less than the 100%.
Yeah. I got a soft spot in my heart.
Yeah.
Well, Mark likes it because he was finding himself.
Yes.
Am I going to be in business or am I going to be a rapper? That's what Mark was going through at that time.
You're not so far from the truth.
At number two, I can tell you when it was hot. It was hot in the summer of 96 because I did this at my wedding.
I actually hate this.
This is hateable.
This is pretty bad.
Oh, go Rob.
I still know some of them.
All right, so are we at number one?
And at number one.
Let me give you a little temp here.
Okay.
Because I wonder if mine's here.
I'm wondering too.
You know, it's the second time we've mentioned this song in less than a month on this show, selected by the readers of Rolling Stone as the worst song of the 1990s. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. No? We did not match? No match?
No match.
We reset the board and go back to Arlene Francis. Mike, what was your guess?
See if Buzz had it.
I think our timing is off. I know this is one of your most hated songs of all time. Don't worry, be happy.
There it is, Buzz Burbank.
Yep, there
Buzz
it Burbank is.
Was that not 1989?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why we missed
the 90s.
I think so. Yeah. I think it was 1989.
I thought it was all time.
No, 1990s only.
Oh, 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, that's
I don't normally play.
It was a match, though. So.
Yeah, we had a match, Buzz.
I don't normally play requests in the audio vault, but a guy named Eric Rutherford begged me to isolate this from a show last week. This is just brief, and I think you'll enjoy this. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara.
I like it in the crapper.
Yeah, well.
So there you go. Was that earthquake talk?
That's what talking about the magazines.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Mike, where do you like to take your Vanity Fair?
I like it in the crapper.
That's so, what it's
when
from.
You're experiencing the company of anyone sexually, what do you enjoy? I like it in the crapper. That's terrible. Yeah, okay. Look at myself throwing myself
out.
I know.
Well,
that's
you
the
doing?
Best way.
So we got time for one or two more, Rob.
All right, let's finish with this then. There is a band called The Outlaws with a Z, and they're really not a band. They're a rapping group.
I'm aware of this.
They
group.
Like the rap music, and this is where Tupac Shakur came from.
They actually follow up with Biker Boys.
they claimed that when Tupac died, and I think
it's
it was
a good movie, incidentally.
And
Biker Boys?
A black motorcycle movie, Biker Boys.
Really?
Oh, I've seen
Lawrence
it.
Fishburne?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's a really good movie.
God, it's everything I love. When Tupac died in 1996, they smoked his ashes.
Really?
Yes, and here they are copping to that.
Yeah, it's definitely true. I think it was the night of, had a little memorial for him, you know, with his mom, his family, and we had hit the beach, and we was just giving him our own, you know, farewell, and that night, you know, I forgot which one of us came up with it.
I came up with that. If you listen to Black Jesus, he said, last wishes, smoke my ashes. That was a request that he had. Now, how serious he was about it, we took the serious.
You know, we twist up some of that great granddaddy California Kush and mixed a big homie with it. You know what I mean? So, you know, he flowing through our system.
That's right.
And Buzz used to use a word through the entire Don and Mike show and into the. It was started with a B, ended with a T. Something. What is it, Buzz? That was
brilliant. That, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
Good stuff. We will take a break. We will come back with Buzz and news right after this. I just died on your arms tonight. God. Smoked Pac.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
His family has since issued a statement saying, we did not give permission for anyone to smoke his ashes.
But the thing is, you know, once your ashes...
You're true.
Yeah, it is.
It is. That's true. Great. Yeah.
But it's carbon. How can it make any difference?
Yeah.
It's
already
it.
Ashes.
It's too funny. Hey, programming note, everybody. On the bonus hour today, we are going to be playing trivia. Adult trivia.
Ooh.
So it's going to be adult trivia, and we're going to welcome your participation.
We're going to.
What is the phone number if people want to get involved on the bonus?
It's 718-506-6. 1625.
One more time.
718-506-1625.
You did that off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Nice pull on that one. Way
I
to
wonder
go,
if it's right.
No, it is. It is.
We will be playing that in the bonus hour, which we tape on Thursdays.
Yes.
So if you're a trivia person, want to play a little adult, is that like dirty trivia?
It is.
No, dirty trivia on the bonus hour
today.
We'll get
to say naughty words.
Oh, fantastic. We'll be doing that. Call and get involved with that as soon as
play
possible.
With us.
All right, brother.
Who's calling?
That's it. That's my program director.
Oh.
Oh, need to talk with you later today.
Oh, you love those messages.
Yes.
I hope you're not in trouble.
It's time. Anyway.
So you're saying I shouldn't wake up in the morning.
Let's start the news with Mr. Buzz.
Go ahead and unplug that alarm clock, Oscar.
Yeah. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. Now you can have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your files, pictures, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential. Store them safely. Grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. With $1 million coverage, same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe, easy, and convenient. 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, just $7.95 a month. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. As we address the $10 million damage from Hurricane Irene, Katia has become a hurricane about 1,500 miles east of Puerto Rico. Katia is not threatening any land at the moment, and forecasters do think she'll stay at sea.
Va, 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 va.
But she's a Russian hurricane.
I am Katia. I will come off coast of United States, not cause no damage.
I have never seen a hurricane wearing a diamond necklace.
There I am. I will. Va, 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 va.
Didn't Katia just get $750,000 from Mel Gibson?
Yeah, I originally wanted to get $14 million, but unfortunately, I just got $750,000.
Are you happy with that?
I am very unhappy. My name is Katia. I'm big ass hurricane out in the Atlantic.
Can you issue one last comment?
Yes. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
They are expecting Katia to become a major hurricane, so a lot of people are keeping an eye on it, pardon the expression. Republican House leader,
I don't get it.
Republican House leader Eric Cantor seems to have softened a bit on his stand for disaster relief money for Hurricane Irene victims. At first, Cantor was saying that money would only be made available if we could find matching cuts in other parts of the federal budget. Cantor may have heard from some of the people he represents in Virginia, being one of the states hard hit by the storm. Yesterday, Cantor put his position this way, quote, "I believe there's an appropriate federal role and monies will be there," end quote.
Oh, man. There's so much divisiveness and so much partisan politics now. It gets in the way of good judgment most of the
time. That brings us to the man-made disaster that is modern politics. Historically, when the president says he'd like to address a joint session of Congress, the lawmakers ask, what time should we be there? But for the first time in American history, a House Speaker, John Boehner, rejected the president's choice of days because there's a Republican presidential debate that day. Boehner suggested the speech be moved from next Wednesday night to next Thursday night, which also opens the NFL season on primetime TV.
Ooh, can't touch the NFL!
Beware! Who's going to be watching what, huh?
Yeah.
The president has agreed. His big job speech is now set for 1 week from tonight. And Dick Cheney has set off a storm of controversy with his memoirs. Colin Powell has called some of Cheney's stories cheap shots. And now Condoleezza Rice is calling Cheney a liar for saying that she once came into his office in tears. Cheney also contradicts former President Bush in this book, so he's making a lot of enemies.
I have actually some tape of Condoleezza.
He looks like he's ready to drop, incidentally. Oh, he looks like, seriously, he's ready to hit the ground.
It looks like his skin, his clothes, everything's loose.
And when you hear him talk, I heard him on Rush Limbaugh, and I heard him interviewed, and he was like going,
oh, yeah, he doesn't sound good. Yeah.
Wheezing.
This is what Condoleezza Rice had to say about it.
I like it in the crapper.
Thank you.
Which I thought was shocking.
Thank you
so
much.
Her voice has changed.
Appreciate it.
And maybe all of this is why Americans say they now put the least trust in the government and save their greatest trust for computer companies like Apple. A new Gallup poll.
Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.
A new Gallup poll puts the government dead last on the trust scale. Computers and food companies top the list, including grocers and restaurants.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, Giant.
Annoying orange.
Hey,
Apple.
Government tops the untrusted list alongside the oil industry, real estate, healthcare, and banking. No surprises on that list.
Hey, RJ. RJ.
What?
Just trying to wake him up. Sometimes he is in a complete and total coma over there.
Hey, RJ.
That's why I'm watching the screen. Looking right at you.
Aren't you glad he yelled? Oh, come now.
Celebrity headlines. Someone this week anonymously asked Vivid Pictures how much it would cost to get them to take the Kim Kardashian sex tape off the market. Vivid has now come back with a figure, $30
million. $30
million. They'll take it off the market. Right. Mel Gibson has settled with Oksana. Help me with her last name. Grigorieva. Okay.
Santana.
Grigorieva.
Settled with Oksana.
I know Katia. She is hurricane off a coast of Atlantic. What do you mean off coast? Off East Coast.
Diamond necklace?
She is at Diamond Necklace. It goes va, va, va.
He will pay her $750,000 over the next 5 years.
Sorry, I'm distracted by my program director.
She also gets the house.
And his cryptic death toll message.
You better not be in trouble.
That he chose this time to call. I think that's nice.
Right, exactly.
They'll split custody of the kid. And boxer Oscar De La Hoya now admits that the pictures of him in a fishnet body stocking from 4 years ago were real. He had first accused a stripper friend of his of photoshopping them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike.
And finally, we've seen a lot of rubber rafts on the news these past few days because of all the flooding from Irene. Well, those TV images must have been like porn to an Ohio man who's been arrested for having sex in public with a pink inflatable raft. Police found him in an alley with his pants around his ankles, having his way with a raft.
I like it in the crapper.
Hey, stop it.
They say this is the fifth time they've picked this guy up for this kind of thing. But soft plastics are not always the friend of the male crotch. From the home office in Florida.
I'm going to isolate that.
From the home office in Florida comes the story of a 19-year-old woman in Fort Walton Beach who got into a fight with her husband and injured him by beating his nether regions with a flip-flop shoe.
Oh, my God, that's, that's agony.
That's
going to
leave a mark. I'm Buzz Burbeck on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget the bonus hour. You can call in if you want to share the strip trivia. Not strip trivia, the adult trivia.
If you want to take your clothes off,
yeah,
it's
we're
fine.
All going to get naked. Sex What's the number again?
718-506-1625.
Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, 866-347-5748, or visit their website at smartterm.com. Thinking about getting life insurance, already have coverage? Don't pay too much. Call Encore to see if they can help you save. They'll compare the premiums of the highly rated insurers they represent to help you save. Let Encore do the work for you. Call now, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information on their website, smartterm.com. That's it for all the boys here. We say so long. Don't forget a great bonus hour. If you want to participate, get involved and call now. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Watch out. Soft plastics.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.